Hello, this is Jeff Vandermeer. This is my first podcast, other than interviews for podcast shows. And I thought I'd start out by just doing a reading of the beginning of Finch. Just kind of test this out and see if this is something I'm comfortable with. Finch is my new novel. It's the last novel in the Ambergris cycle. And it's about a detective in the city of Ambergris, which has been occupied by the Grey Caps, a mysterious underground race who have come above ground and basically taken over and subjugated the population. And Finch is kind of a reluctant detective. He's kind of been forced to work for them. Finch, at the apartment door, breathing heavy from 5 flights of stairs, taken fast. The message that had brought him from the station was already dying in his hand. Red smear on a limp circle of green fungal paper that had minutes before squirmed clammy. Now he had only the door to pass through, marked with the Grey Cap symbol. 2931 Madskirt Avenue, apartment 525. An act of will crossing that divide, always. Reached for his gun, then changed his mind. Some days were worse than others. A sudden flash of his partner White, telling him he was compromised, him replying, "I don't have an opinion on that." Written on a wall at a crime scene, everyone's a collaborator, everyone's a rebel, the truth and the weight of each. The doorknob cold but grainy, the left side rough with light green fungus, sweating under his jacket through his shirt, boots heavy on his feet. Always a point of no return, and yet he kept returning. I'm not a detective, I'm not a detective. Inside, a tall, pale man dressed in black stood halfway down the hall, staring into a doorway. Beyond him, a dark room, a worn bed, white sheets dull in the shadow. Didn't look like anyone had slept there in months. Dusty floor. Even before Finch had started seeing Sintra, his place hadn't looked this bad. The partial turned and saw Finch. "Nothing in that room, Finch. It's all in here." He pointed into the doorway. Light shone out, caught the dark glitter of the partial skin where tiny fruiting bodies had taken hold. Uncanny left eye. Uncanny left eye, in a gaunt face, always twitching, moving at odd angles, pupil a glimmer of blue light at the bottom of a dark well, fungal. "Who are you?" Finch asked. The partial frowned. "I'm..." Finch brushed by the man without listening, got pleasure out of the push of his shoulder into the partial's chest. The partial, smelling like sweet rotted meat, walked in behind him. Everything was golden, calm, unknowable. Then Finch's eyes adjusted to the light from the large window, and he saw living room, kitchen, a sofa, 2 wooden chairs, a small table, an empty vase with a rose design, 2 bodies lying on the pull rug next to the sofa, 1 man, 1 gray cap without legs. His boss Heretic stood framed by the window, wearing his familiar gray cap, robes, and gray hat. Finch had never learned the creature's real name. The series of clicks and whistles sound like Hekelekelektel. So Finch called him Heretic. Usually highly unusual to see Heretic during the day. "Finch," Heretic said, "where's White?" The wetness of its moist glottal attempt at speech made most humans uncomfortable. Finch tried hard to pretend the ends of all the words were there, a skill hard learned. "White couldn't come, he's busy." Heretic stared at Finch, a question in his eyes. Finch looked to the side, away from the liquid green pupils and yellow where there should be white. White had been sick on and off for a long time. Finch knew from what, but didn't want to. Didn't want to get into it with Heretic. "What's the situation?" Finch asked. Heretic smiled, rows and rows of needled lines set into a face a little like a squished-in shark snout. Finch couldn't tell if the lines were gills or teeth, but they seemed to flutter and breathe a little. White said he'd seen tiny creatures in there once. Each time a new nightmare, another encounter to haunt Finch's sleep. 2 dead bodies, Heretic said. 2 bodies. 1.5, technically, the partial said from behind Finch. Heretic laughed, a sound like dogs being strangled. Did the victims live in the apartment? Finch asked, knowing the answer already. No, the partial said, they didn't. Finch turned briefly toward the partial, then back to Heretic. Heretic stared at the partial, and he shut up, began to creep around the living room, taking pictures with his eye. No one lived here, Heretic. According to our records, no one has lived here for over a year. Interesting, Finch said. It didn't interest him. Nothing interested him. It bothered him, especially that the partial felt comfortable enough to answer a question meant for Heretic. The curtains had faded from the sun. tears in the sofa like knife wounds. The vase looked like someone had started a small fire inside it. Stage props for two deaths. Was it significant the window was open? For some reason, he didn't want to ask if one of them had opened it. Fresh air was just a hint of the salt smell from the bay. "Who reported this?" Finch asked. "An energy surge came from this location," Heretic said. "We felt it, then spore cameras confirmed it." "Energy surge? What kind of energy?" Finch tried to imagine the rows and rows of living receivers underground, miles of them if rumor held true, trying to process trillions of images from all over the city. How could they possibly keep up? The hope of every citizen. "Do you know the source?" Finch asked, didn't know if he understood what Heretic was telling him. "There is no trace of it now. The apartment is cold. There are just these bodies." "How does that help me?" he wanted to say. Finch usually dealt with theft, domestic abuse, illegal gatherings, flirted with investigating rebel activity, but turned that over to the partials if necessary, tried to make sure it wasn't necessary, for everyone's sake. Murder only if it was the usual, crimes of passion, revenge. This didn't look like either, if it was murder. "Anyone live in the apartments next door?" "Not anymore," the partial replied. "They all left, oddly enough, soon after these two arrived. Which means they made a sound, or sounds." "I'll interrogate anyone left in the building after we finish here," the partial said. What a pleasure that'll be for them, Finch thought. Still, Finch didn't volunteer to do it. Not yet, maybe after. Not much worse than door-to-door interviews in unfriendly places. Many didn't believe his job should exist. "What do you think?" Finch, Heretic asked. Just a hint of mischief in that voice, laced with it, just enough to catch the nuance. "I think I just walked in the door a few minutes ago." The bodies lay next to each other beside the sofa. Finch frowned. "I've never seen anything quite like it." The man lay on his side, left hand stretched out towards the gray cap's hand, while the gray cap lay face down, arms flopped out at right angles. Might be a foreigner from the clothes. The man could have been 45 or 50, with dark brown hair, dark eyebrows, and a beard that appeared to be made from tendrils of fungus. That wasn't unusual, but his clothes were. He wore a blue shirt long out of fashion, strange, tight-fitting long pants, dirty black boots. "He's not from the city," Heretic said. Again, an inflection that bothered Finch. A statement or a question? What's on his mind? Finch squatted beside the bodies, took out his useless pen and his useless pad of paper. Above him, the partial leaned over to take a picture. The dead cap, dead gray cap, looked like every other gray cap, except for the one glaring lack. "I don't know what caused the injury to the other one, sir. I don't know what caused the leg situation." "When we find out," Heretic said, "we will be just as understated." The exposed cross-section, cut almost precisely at the waist, fascinated Finch. He almost forgot himself, poked at the tissue with his pen. The cut had been so clean, so precise, that there was no tearing, no hemorrhaging. Finch could see layers, gray, yellow, green, a core of dark red, a question he was too cautious to ask. Was it always that dark, or only in death? Within the core, Finch saw a hint of organs. "Is this normal?" Finch asked Heretic. "Normal? The lack of blood, I mean, sir," Finch asked. Greycaps bled, Finch knew that. Not like a stream or a gout, even when you cut them deep, but like a steady drip from a leaky faucet. Puncture wounds healed almost immediately. It took a long time and a lot of patience to kill a greycap. "No, it's not normal." The humid weight of Heretic was at his side now. A smell like garbage and burnt glass made him nauseous. "None of this is normal," the partial ventured, ignored. Finch looked up at Heretic. From that angle, the pale, wattled skin of Heretic's long throat. "Do you know who..." Finch hesitated. Greycaps didn't like being called greycaps, but Finch couldn't pronounce the word they did use. Farnesini or Fenarsensi. The partial circled them, blinking pictures through his fungal eye. "Do you know who that is?" Finch said finally, pointing at the dead greycap. Heretic made a sound like something popping. "No, not familiar to us. We cannot see him." And Finch understood he meant something other than just looking out a window. "Have you..." Couldn't say the whole sentence, so ridiculous, so terrifying, at the same time. "Have you eaten some of his flesh and picked clean the memories?" he wanted to say. But Heretic had been around humans long enough to know what he meant. "We tried it, nothing that made sense." For a second, Finch relaxed. Forgot Heretic could send him, his girlfriend, anyone he knew, to the work camps. "If you couldn't decipher it, how will I?" then went stiff. Richard Dorn, a good detective, had questioned Heretic too closely. 9 months to die. A bullet to the head in that case. But the Greycap said only, "With your fresh eyes, maybe you will have better luck." Heretic pulled a pouch out of his robes. Finch rose and stood to the side. Heretic opened the pouch and sprinkled its contents, a fine green powder, over both bodies. "You know what to do," Heretic said. Each time a memory bulb would emerge from both... In time, a memory bulb would emerge from both corpses' heads. Did the Greycaps rely too much on what made them comfortable? No autopsies, just mushrooms, but also hardly any experts left to perform autopsies. Nausea crept back into Finch's throat. "But I've never, not a Greycap, I mean, not one of your people. We don't bite." The grin on that impossible face grew wider and wider, the laughter again, worse. Finch laughed back, weakly. "Write down whatever you encounter, whether you understand it or not." Mercifully, Heretic looked away. "A Greycap and a man, dead in such a manner. We need to know everything." "Yes, sir," Finch said. He couldn't keep the grimace off his face. Heretic seemed to take it for a smile. As he walked past on his way to the door, he patted Finch's elbow. Finch shivered, a touch like wet, dead leaves sewn together and stuffed with meat. "Report in the morning," Heretic said. "Report and report and report, Finch." The laughter again. Then Heretic was gone. The hallway shadows ate him up, the apartment door opening and closing. Finch could hear his own breathing, shallow, the sudden panic drumming of his heart, the butterfly blinks of the partial still snapping photographs. Took a photograph, took a breath, a second, closed his eyes. Wondered what he was going to do next.